sweet offerings, getting closer to God. Food should be a love offering. Swami Satchidananda. My year and a half travel writing journey has taken me to popular destinations and places people haven't heard of. While unearthing travel treasures, I have come across cultural experiences that weave the character into these destinations. The Inward series seeks to look inward and talks of the culture around a place. I publish it on the first Saturday of every month. Sweet offerings, getting closer to God. If nectar is the ambrosia of gods, then on earth they have to suffice with sugary delicacies. The image above shows a sweet shop near Sri Balaji Selasar Dam. This 250-year-old temple in Selasar, Rajasthan, is famous for the self-manifested idol of Lord Hanuman. Indian culture is high on devotion and irrespective of religion, small rituals dot a common air's life. Hindus view an offering of food as a quintessential part of living, and devotees bring sweet offerings to temples as a religious duty. Also, prayer flags with religious symbols are in order. They tie these flags to the spire or holy trees in the temple complex as a sign of wish fulfillment by the deity. Sweet offerings. Hindu scriptures are full of divine stories associated with food. Lord Krishna's favorite was butter and curd, while the elephant god Ganesha feasts on modak, a rice dumpling with sweet filling. Across India, the most prevalent sweet is the laddu. It is a round, golf ball-shaped delicacy made with sugar syrup and a variety of ingredients ranging from wheat flour, semolina, dry fruits to cocoa and coconut. Gram flour is used to make a laddu offered at the Balaji temple. Another delicacy, also seen in the image, is chorma. A Rajasthani delicacy, it is made of wheat flour, sugar and almonds. On the occasion of happy moments in the family, or relief from difficulties, the devout make a thank offering, sivamani, of 50 kilograms of chorma, or laddu. This offering is then distributed to everyone visiting the Balaji temple and to friends and family. Love for the divine and for delicacies, Indianness is all about celebrating life to its fullest. Experience it for yourself. Pin it to get your wish granted.